Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives. One story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And this is our very first podcast of the new year, 2026, baby. And today we're talking about something that I think so many of us are craving, even if we don't have a language for it yet. And that is living in alignment. For a lot of us, misalignment didn't happen because we did something wrong. It happened because we learned how to survive. We learned how to please. We learned how to stay safe, stay small, stay agreeable. And then one day, our body starts whispering or yelling at us that something feels off. So today I'm joined by someone very special, my dear friend, collaborator, and somatic practitioner, Dottie Griffin, who is deeply passionate about helping women come back into alignment with their bodies, with their truth, and with their lives. So Dottie, I am so glad to have you here today.
So happy to be here. Happy 2026.
I know. It's crazy.
It's a new year already.
I know. So, Dottie, I know like you have a lot that you're learning about this and you want to share. And so, but for many of us, this might be some new terminology and this might be some new thinking and a new thought. So when you hear the phrase living in alignment, what does that mean to you?
Well, my favorite definition about living in alignment or what it's like to live in alignment is choosing the kind of life that feels most like you and not the life others expect from you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what it means to live in alignment. And it's when your actions, your habits, and your relationships match your needs, your wants, and your desires. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we have four systems within us called the mind, body, heart, and spirit.
Okay.
And when they are connecting and all moving in the same direction, that's when we're living in alignment.
Wow. Okay.
When all four of those systems are moving in the same direction.
Okay. So wait, Dottie. I feel like that first thing you said like had so much in it. Can you repeat that thing again? Like,
okay, so it's where your needs, your wants, and your desires. So it's what you like, what you want, match your actions, your habits, and your relationships.
Wow.
Okay. So you know, so many of us are really. We don't really know what we want.
Yeah.
Or what we need. So our habits and our actions are not matching who we really are.
Man, that is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's four parts of this, right?
Correct. Mind, body, heart, and spirit.
Okay. Mind, body, heart, and spirit. And what, tell us more about that. What are each of those systems responsible for?
Okay, so first, our mind, that's our planner and our protector. Our mind loves safety. It's always planning. It's always analyzing. It's always predicting. And it's trying to prevent pain. It's trying to prevent us from embarrassment. It's trying to keep us connected, sometimes unhealthily. It just wants that connection. It wants to feel seen. It wants to feel loved, accepted, all of those things. So when our mind is out of alignment, it gets loud and we start overthinking, we start worrying, we start criticizing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The body, on the other hand, it carries every story we've ever lived. And it doesn't speak in words. It speaks in sensations. It speaks in tightness in the chest, fatigue. Mm. It speaks in energy levels. Mm-hmm. And when it's out of alignment, you're going to feel it physically before you understand it mentally in your mind. Your wow. body starts telling you something's wrong, you know, and before your mind even registers it.
Wow. Yeah, that's so true. I can relate to that.
Right. I'm sure many people can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's when we start tightening up and we're like, oh, no, something doesn't feel right. Mm. Yeah. It's trying. It's a signal.
Yeah.
It's a signal. So our heart is our emotional compass. And what it wants is connection, authenticity, and compassion. And when it's out of alignment, our emotions get stuck inside of us. Okay. They don't flow through us. They get stuck inside of us. They start making our body feel tense, tight. Mm-hmm. So when our emotions are stuck, we're feeling resentment, loneliness, mm. and not feeling seen. And the spirit is your sense of purpose, your intuition, and your inner wisdom. So that's the part of you that remembers who you truly are beneath mm. the roles that you've grown into.
Mm-hmm.
Beneath the wounds and beneath other people's expectations. Mm-hmm. And when it's out of alignment, life feels directionless and you feel disconnected.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the four systems that if we can get in alignment, we will find joy, we will find energy, we will find...
Wow. You're kind of blowing my mind right now, Dottie. Like, this stuff is so, it makes so much sense. And yet, I don't feel like we've been taught this, or like, I don't feel like this is kind of like well-known knowledge.
No, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think we grow up believing that all of these systems are separate.
Mm.
You know, so if we're feeling sick in the body, we're going to go to the doctor. He'll give us some kind of pill or medicine or something that'll mask the pain, or we'll go, you know, take some over-the-counter drug that really just masks what we're going through. It doesn't address the core, or, you know, it doesn't address what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
When we're feeling lost and like we don't have a purpose, many of us find some kind of spirituality or church or communion around that. We get our spiritual needs met there.
Mm.
Our minds are racing, or we're mentally ill, or those things, we'll go see a psychiatrist or a therapist. And all of these things really don't begin to address all of the emotions that we have. A lot of these things really ask you to bury them.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind doesn't want to think about them. You know, a lot of the churches will tell you, you let those go.
Mm.
You know, you really, it's called spiritual bypassing, when you don't really sit and feel your emotions.
Right.
No wonder we're all kind of just living misaligned.
I was going to say, it kind of makes sense, you know?
Like, because we're thinking all of these are separate, and they're not separate. They're all part of who we are. They make up who we are.
Yeah.
When we're looking at them as separate entities, mm-hmm. then we're not going to be able to move and live in the power and create the life that we want for ourselves.
Wow. Okay. You know, what's coming to my mind is I've used the word incongruent. Like, yeah. when I'm sitting with my clients and I'm like, okay, what you're telling me, it's like, it kind of doesn't match what, like, is on your face, or like, you know, how mm-hmm. you're talking about it. There's like a disconnect or like an incongruence. And so I've kind of used that terminology of like, part of healing and recovery is to like become congruent. Like, what's happening on the inside is congruent with what's happening on the outside. Right.
Correct. Like, yes.
And so, yeah, that's kind of making some sense to me. So things can like look right on the outside, And we've kind of learned to put on those masks and like, but their body is exhausted, anxious, shut down, right? And that's not like, that's not failure. That is the misalignment you're talking about, right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, we can go through life thinking we're doing the right things and we have the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But when our mindset is just suck it up, you know,
yeah,
move on, just pick yourself up and move on. And your whole life is just about checking off boxes and going through your routines and habits that you've gone through every day of your life. And at the end of the day, you still feel drained and you still feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So it can look like you're doing all the right things.
Yeah.
With the right mindset and still be misaligned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're not actually connected, right? We're not actually living from like a place of being connected to ourselves. We're just like surviving. Just
we
like
are on autopilot.
Yeah, exactly. Just autopilot. We don't even know what's going on. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So what are some of the common signs like that you see for someone that's living out of alignment?
The biggest one is saying yes when we really want to say no.
That'll preach.
That'll preach. We often do that.
Yep.
We're asked to do something or somebody asks us for help and we're tired, we're exhausted, we already have our plate full, and because we are so conditioned to people please that we say yes even when we mean no.
Yeah.
So that's a common sign.
Can't say no.
Can't say no.
Okay.
When we stay in relationships or jobs that don't reflect who we are. Sometimes we're in a different season of our life. We've outgrown something. And our intuition, our spirit is telling us it's time to move on to something else. Yeah. But our mind is telling us, but that's scary.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. That's fearful. We fear the unknown.
Right.
So we stay in that relationship or that job or friendship, whatever, for way too long.
Yeah.
And another one is exactly what we just said, is feeling like your life is on autopilot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so, I was thinking as you were saying that, I'm assuming that's also going to show up in our body, right? Like, That alignment, because we're staying in these relationships that really aren't serving us, or we're saying yes and our body's saying no. Like, I'm assuming all that's going to kind of be like yelling.
Oh, absolutely. Our body is screaming, screaming at us, you know, especially. I know we've had clients in groups and talking about not wanting to go home.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, they don't want to go home. They don't because
yeah.
But they don't, they're scared to leave.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess we're starting to talk a little bit about what this can look like in your body too. We kind of naturally just kind of drifted into that, but this definitely can show up in your body. What are some ways that happens too?
For sure. You know, when you're feeling just this tightness, your shoulders are always, you know, tight. You have a clenched jaw, your stomach is in knots, and you have these feelings of dread and resentment.
Mm.
You begin to have physical ailments. You have headaches, body aches, chronic anxiety.
Yeah.
Many of us live in chronic anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes a norm.
Right.
We don't feel any joy. We don't have any desire to do anything. We're constantly exhausted. And you can't make a clear decision.
Right.
You have all of these racing thoughts in your head and you're trying to, you know, pinpoint the right decision in your racing thoughts.
Right.
You can't make a clear decision when you have no clarity.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, you feel completely drained and exhausted. You go through the day.
I talked about
it's right. It's Groundhog Day. Let's live this day again.
My goodness. Yes. You've talked about Groundhog Day.
It's that you feel directionless. You feel there's no purpose.
Yeah.
When you feel that way, you are not living in alignment.
Yes. And, you know, I think especially for women that have like trauma histories, you know, it's important that we say, you know, misalignment wasn't really a choice. It was your protection. It was your survival. And so there's no shame here in talking about this. It's just putting words to what's actually happening so that we can actually choose something different, right? Like you talk about start creating the life that you want. And so if we don't know what's happening, we're going to have a lot less chance to change it, you know? If we're asleep at the wheel and we're just on autopilot, you know, then we're probably not going to think anything needs to change. And then we're not going to actually be living. We're just going to be surviving, you know? So, which is why, you know, it's often some type of crisis that lands our ass on the couch that we finally start saying, you know, something isn't right. Something doesn't feel right.
And it's when you can finally get to that honest answer that, okay, something is not right.
Right.
It takes us so long to get there, though, because we go to the doctor and we get a pill, or we go to church and we feel full and you know, and then something good happens in our life, and then our mind kind of calms down for a little while, but it's all just a Band-Aid, really. Yeah, it's temporary until you really wake up and go, okay, there's something really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go figure out what this is.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is it that you think so many women live in misalignment?
Well, because from a very early age, we were taught to look outside of ourselves for safety, for approval, for love, for, you know, for acceptance.
Yep. Yeah. Everything.
Everything. We're taught to outsource all of that and look outside for that. Mm-hmm. And we learn to be good and productive.
Yeah.
Often at the expense of listening to our own inner knowing.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So we're conditioned.
We're conditioned. It's definitely conditioned from many of us from childhood, from our parents. It could be from churches, friends, who all are telling us what is normal and acceptable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't resonate within us.
Right.
You know, I kind of feel like society has made it out to be like we're a whole bunch of horses and we're being prodded into the same gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when this one horse right here is wild.
Yeah, and wants it to didn't be belong free. There.
It doesn't belong there. Wants to be free, wants to express itself in ways that other people are saying are not acceptable.
Mm.
So then you have to sacrifice a part of yourself to feel accepted, wanted, loved, and to go into that damn gate that you don't want to go into. You know, innately, you know you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But you're being told that's where you need to be.
Right.
I don't want to be there. So that is definitely an example of living out of alignment.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, we've been taught to outsource all that. So, okay, so who do you think I should be? And how do you think I should think? And where do you think I should go? And versus like seek that from the inside out, right? Like,
correct.
Who am I? Who That's do good. I want to be? Where do I want to live?
We are living from, we find ourselves living from the outside in rather than from the inside out.
Mm.
You know, at some point we stopped asking ourselves, what do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped asking ourselves, what do I want?
Right.
And we started asking questions like, what do you need from me? What will keep the peace?
Mm-hmm.
What will make me worthy and acceptable?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've often made ourselves small just to fit into others' expectations.
Right.
And we've made it a habit of living disconnected from our authentic self.
Yeah.
All the while, we still look successful on the outside.
Right.
It feels like we got it all together.
That's a lie.
You know, I was told, especially during my transformation, many people said, I just thought you had it all together. And I'm like, yeah, you did, because that's what I wanted you to think. Inside, I knew all along that there was something definitely wrong. And I was not living in alignment for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this whole alignment thing, I think, is probably a very new thought, you know? And so it's nothing wrong if this feels unfamiliar to people, right? This alignment.
Absolutely.
Because it's something that we really weren't ever able to have access to or allowed to have. And so when that alignment kind of starts happening, like what does that look like? Like what changes?
Well, you start responding to life differently because you begin to show up more authentically yourself. Mm-hmm. And you show up honest.
Yeah.
And when you start doing that, your relationships, your opportunities, all of that has to adjust to the new you.
Mm-hmm.
So you start responding to life differently, and people start responding to you differently.
Right.
You know, because now you're this new person and they're like, okay, they may like it, they may not. If you're showing up authentically you,
yeah,
then it doesn't matter how they're responding to you. They have to adjust to the new you. That doesn't always feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And just because it's not feeling good in us doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do.
Right. So, like, Dottie, do you remember, like, when this happened for you? I'm just thinking about...
It happened to me before I had the language for it.
Okay.
I could feel things shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel my life shifting. I could feel the energy rising inside of me. I could feel parts of me coming alive that had been dark and dormant for so long.
Wow.
And when I started noticing the shift, I started paying attention to it and realized that one or two or more of these things were in alignment. Two or more of these systems were aligned. A lot of times all four of them were. And that's when I felt like there are times even now today that I feel like I could climb a mountain.
Yeah.
Or I can run a marathon. I can do neither, but yeah. I feel like it. It's this power. It's this resurrection power. I don't know how to explain it. It's like being in a cocoon and finally emerging from it.
Yeah.
All new possibilities.
Yeah.
All new opportunities that you are now creating a life with all of these new possibilities and opportunities for you. But you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating that life. It's not coming from the outside. We're not outsourcing this anymore.
Right.
And I know you said it, Dawn, in one of past podcasts, we are designed with everything we need.
Yeah.
It's already inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just us awakening to that power that already resides in us.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that with, you know, helping people heal trauma. You know, I'm like, okay, so like God in his magnificent design, like created us to heal. So everything that you need to heal, you already have it right there inside of you. It's just you didn't know it. And then it's just learning how to use those parts of you, your mind, your body, like everything that you're saying right now is part of the healing process,
yes.
Right? It's
Absolutely.
Probably like the very foundational piece, like it kind of the piece that has to happen before you can live from this place. But like, it's so much what I teach my clients and what they come to recognize. And what's so empowering to them is like, they don't have to go outside of themselves to heal. They actually have everything that they need already within them to heal and to heal that little girl within them and to reconnect with themselves and the parts of themselves they had to abandon in order to survive.
Absolutely. We've learned to abandon that intuition, that spirit side of us that's always moving us toward what's best for us.
Yeah.
We think we need to make decisions from our mind. And how can you make a decision when your mind is telling you 100 different things?
Yeah.
We've got to a point where we don't, when somebody asks, what do you want? We're like, I don't know what I want.
Right.
Where do you want to go eat dinner? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you want to do today? I don't know. Everything is, I don't know. We don't know because we're just trying to think of all of these options that are available to us that we don't know.
Yeah.
The secret is we know intuitively.
Mm.
We just have buried that part.
Right.
Try to make all of our decisions from our racing thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we make many bad decisions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not made out of clarity. They're made from pressure. They're made out of fear. You know, because our mind is always trying to protect us from something.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't see the bigger picture. That's why we have this intuitive brain.
Mm.
That intuitive brain, that's the one that's calm and it's always leading us to the best version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we begin listening to that and getting everything else calming our mind.
Yeah.
It's letting our mind know, I hear you. Thank you for trying to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
But we're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay. We're going to try this. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then it's our emotions coming into alignment where you're like, okay, instead of all of the fear and the doubt and the confusion, you start feeling confident.
Yeah.
And able.
Mm-hmm.
Because our intuition is telling us we can do it and we're getting our mind in alignment with that. And then our emotions start being like, I can do this. I'm confident now. You know, yeah. And it's okay if we fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And then our body starts relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that fight, flight, or freeze mode that many of us are living in chronically.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We can calm our physiology. And making decisions from clarity. And again, you know, sometimes the decisions we make, we might not feel really good about it. Mm-hmm. Because we might be disappointing someone.
Yeah.
And we also know it's the right thing to do.
Right. Right. So it's really choosing what's actually best for you and not abandoning yourself anymore. Like not betraying yourself to keep the peace in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we do that, when we align mind, body, heart, spirit,
mm-hmm.
we become the best version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That allow ourselves to now move in that authenticity and that honesty. And that will open up the avenues for other people who are aligned with us.
Right.
To become part of our lives. Other mm-hmm. people, other opportunities, could be other job opportunities, other relationships. When we're living so, we're not living authentically,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to attract what's not authentic.
Right.
But when we are living authentically, then we're going to attract what's authentic.
Yeah.
That's what our emotions want. They want that connection. They want authenticity.
Yeah.
That's how you get that in alignment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Begin attracting the people who are aligned with your values, with who you are. Again, it goes back to not trying to put everybody in the same little box. If
right.
we can all begin to put ourselves in each other's shoes.
Yeah.
And see each other for who we are, not for who we want you to be.
Right, right.
What a lovely life that would be.
Right, exactly. We'd all actually be living this thing, you know, and living this thing kind of in a way that makes us all better and stronger. because we're living more true to who we are, like connected and aligned. And like, and you know, Dottie, I can say just in watching you over the years and seeing your transformation, like seeing the joy that that brings for you, right? Seeing the excitement for life. And one of the things that just, it just like excites me so much for you is the inspiration that you are, because you're also like, this is not just concepts for Dottie. This is like a life-changing, I want the world to know this situation, you know, like, it's oozing up and out of you. And like, it's never too late. You know, I think your age and stage in life to see you make such a life-changing decision and just like change your life into a whole different like way of living, it's just so inspiring to me. And I know so many women need what you're offering. Like so many women need what you have found is available to them. And like everything that you're saying is just like, hey, it's possible for you to do this too. Like it's, you know, like, so I'm so excited, Dottie. I know you're creating something really special that's going to be coming out very soon. It's not just more classes. It's like, no, this is like life-changing stuff that we want to offer to the world so that they can experience it too. And so you've created something called Living in Alignment, right?
Yes.
What is it that inspired you to create that, Dottie?
So it's a workshop that I want to present at the beginning of next year. It's called Living in Alignment.
It's this year, actually. We're in 2026.
Oh, my. We're in 2026. At the beginning of 2026.
Yes.
What year is it?
But it's called, yeah.
It's called Living in Alignment, Creating the Life You Really Want.
Yes.
And I was inspired to do it because I was living it in real time. Like you just said, it was something I learned in my somatic practitioner training course about the mind, body, soul, or mind, body, heart. You can say heart, soul, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And how they are work as one, not as separate entities. And that really resonated with me because I knew that innately. And I began applying this to my own life and I began noticing the shift. My energy level started to rise. I became more curious and attentive to what my body was experiencing, what was happening in my life, and how the two were connected.
Mm.
So the more I listened, the clearer I became, and I was no longer surviving, I was actively creating the life I truly wanted.
Yeah.
And I woke up one day and I'm like, whoa, I'm actively creating the life I truly want.
Yes.
And if I can do that,
mm-hmm.
anybody can do that. If it's available to me, it's available to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and for most of my life, my mind was the loudest voice and it was often driven by fear. And it was such doubt in myself. And as I began to live in alignment, it gave my mind clarity. So instead of fear running the show, I was able to calm it. I can listen to my intuition and my body began to feel energized, relaxed, at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't living in resentment, anger, irritation, frustration, none of that anymore. And I was peaceful, confident.
Yeah.
And began to feel deeply connected to myself. And again, you know, it's just something that I want to give away. Feel like if we did a workshop and got women together and started talking about what we value, we all value different things.
Mm-hmm.
But let's figure out what it is we value and then build our life around that. So that was really kind of the inspiration behind the workshop.
Oh my, I can just think of so many people that need this, want this, you know, like it's such a perfect next step to once you've kind of understood your own healing and kind of done some work to heal the little girl inside of you and get reconnected. Like it's such a beautiful next step of like, okay, now what? Like,
correct.
So now how do you live from this place?
It is definitely the evolution from realizing you matter to your story matters to what are your dreams.
Yeah.
Let's start dreaming again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so exciting. It's so exciting to me because, you know, our quote at Embrace Your Brave, right? Behind every face is a story to be told, is a voice to be heard, is a soul to be healed, and a dream to be discovered, right? Mm-hmm. We don't just want people to heal. We want people to live and thrive. And this is kind of what that feels like to me. When you talk about this, now it's like, okay, well, how do we not just survive, but actually live and not maybe just live, but actually thrive, you know?
Because
being in alignment, it just feels like thriving. Like it feels very life-giving to your system, all of it.
When you get to, especially, you know, when I'm hitting 60 and still not feeling a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and not having a direction, you know, that mortality kind of hits you in your face and you, okay, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
We're not going to the grave without figuring this out.
Right.
And that was the start of my therapy and really the transformation of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to leave this world without finally figuring out what my purpose was.
Yeah.
You know, and it took a lot of self-reflection and a lot of sitting with who is Dot. It was a lot of unlearning what I learned. It wasn't necessarily that I had to learn more.
Yeah.
I had to unlearn all of the things that didn't work for me, didn't serve me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Unraveling all of that.
Mm.
And that led to...
It probably didn't help that you had someone reminding you that you only had one life. We got one life, you know, like I want you to live it. I want you to live it.
There were so many aha moments for me in therapy that I knew innately, but it was putting the language to it.
Yeah.
That it's just this stepping stone to wanting to dream again.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that I do have interests and talents and I have passions that, you know, I wanted to live out.
Mm-hmm.
No one was really encouraging me to do that. It was to kind of just stay in this in the gate.
Yeah.
With all of the tame horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you gave me permission to get out of the gate and be, you know, kind of wild, carefree Dot, that's when I really caught the wind and just had the desire to really live life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. And it's been so evident in just watching you. Girl, I'm super excited about this program. Is there anything you would want to say about this program that kind of sets it apart or makes it different from just maybe mindset work?
Yeah, you know, mindset work. So I think the difference between mindset work only is, and about living in alignment is finding what matters most to you. Mm-hmm. What do you value?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all different.
Yeah.
Living a life that inspires you.
Yeah.
It isn't just about powering through. It's not just about having a mindset where you're powering through something.
Right.
It's about empowering you.
I like that.
And the secret is that the most aligned version of yourself is already inside you. Like we said, it's not about changing who you are. It's about waking up to who you have always been.
Wow.
That person.
Ooh.
That person there. It's the most authentic and it is radiantly beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you are shining your light. and you're living from alignment from within, then you have something to give.
Yes.
Without.
Yes. Yes. That we need. We all need.
We all need. And that is the power. That is the true power.
I mean, that kind of gets me fired up because I'm imagining the more people that step into that and live in that alignment, you know, and then like we have like these women's groups that we're creating and you see more and more people. Okay, that's when we're like changing the world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's about that collaboration,
right?
Who we all are. It's not fearing our differences. It's celebrating them.
Yeah, because they're so important to the overall just expansion of everybody.
Like, yeah.
Everyone has to be in alignment with who they are, not who they have been told to be or who we...
Exactly. And when you're living out of that and you're allowing someone else to live in their own alignment, then we can create power together.
Yeah.
But instead, we're trying to make people into what we want them to be because we're uncomfortable with who they are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
it's my lived experience. This is who I am inside. Innately, if I'm moving in that direction, all of my systems moving forward together, they're not fighting against each other. There's no conflict with it in me. Mm-hmm. Then I'm not going to have conflict outside of me.
Right. Yeah. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited to be able to offer this to more people and see them step into it, you know, like see their, like invite them in, like all of them and all of their uniqueness and all of their gifts and that only they can do, like only they are, like it is them. They
is
are
them.
The important piece.
That is who you, that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is just so exciting, Dottie, and such a, I think such an important conversation. An invitation to our people out there, what's available and what's possible, right? We don't just have to stay in that autopilot space. We don't have to live this disconnected life. We can actually like experience like real, true, connected living, thriving. And we don't have to go outside of ourselves to find it. It's all within us already.
That is the secret. It's already inside us.
Yes. It's so, so beautiful. So thank you so much for offering this to us today. Dottie, I'm super excited about your program. I know a lot of people will want to be a part of that. And just kind of like you've said, if you're listening and you don't feel aligned right now, that's about awareness. It's not about failure, right? Just pay attention to that. We're inviting you in to that aligned space. And remember, it's not about becoming someone new. It's about returning to who you were, who you already are, right? You just didn't know.
Right.
And so we will be sure to put all the details to Dottie's Living in Alignment program in the show notes. And just if this touched you, if this kind of if your body responded to this conversation in any way, I'm just inviting you to trust that and to accept that and to move towards that. So thank you so much for being with us today. And remember, you matter, your story matters, your pain matters, your dreams matter, and you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org. To learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.